Welcome to The Quality Horizon, a podcast produced by the IAQG for the IAQG.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome. I'm your host, Susan Mattson, and with me today is Suguru Watanabe. Suguru is responsible for the quality commercial aviation systems as director for Mitsubishi Heavy Industries. Additionally, he is the APAQG sector lead for the IAQG. Welcome to the show, Suguru.
Nice to meet you. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, I know I've said this before to our listeners, but I want to remind them that the IAQG is structured by geographic area. So in the three sectors, we have the AAQG, which is in the Americas, the EAQG, which is Europe and Africa and the Middle East, and then we have the APAQG. Suguru, can you tell the listeners what the geographic coverage is of the APAQG?
So APAQG covers the Asia-Pacific area, from a very wide area, so from the east to west. APAQG is composed of 9 countries. So country name is China, South Korea, Japan, India, Singapore, Thailand, and the Philippines. And there are 35 member companies join, and 32 IAQG members and 3 APAQG members. And China, South Korea, Japan, India, and Singapore organize our aerospace quality groups.
35 member companies and 32 of them within the IAQG. That's a lot. How do you work to expand the sector membership in the APAQG? How do you keep that going?
We did promotion activities to expand our membership. In 2015, we had a promotion activity in Thailand, and we did promote activity yearly basis in Malaysia, India, Australia, and New Zealand. And we have members from those countries, especially many members from India, established India Aerospace Quality Group, and those members are supporting IAQG, APAQG activities, such as AIMM and SCMH writing teams.
Mm-hmm.
We had the COVID-19 situation. Now we started face-to-face meet activity like APAQD meeting in Singapore. In Singapore meeting, we had a supplier forum to introduce our activities. So we are seeking more members from various countries.
That's wonderful. And that face-to-face meeting that you just had in Singapore must have been nice after so many years of just talking on screen.
Yes.
If there are companies that are listening that do want to be part of the APAQG, obviously you would need to go to the IAQG.org website and click on the link for sector for the APAQG, and you can get information about that. Now, let's talk about the different types of membership, because the APAQG has some different types. You have affiliates, and then you have an APAQG1 and an APAQG2. And this is unique to your sector versus the other two. So can you explain the different levels?
So we are welcome to the participating IAQG, APAQG activities from many companies and need to be supported by industrial association to expand our activities. So we set category APAQG1 for companies whose corporation already has voting rights in APAQG Council or a company subsidiaries belong to the same parent company, and rather small and medium-sized companies. And we set category APAQG2 for association and national agency related to our industries in each country. The APAQG activity is so much supported by the contribution of those organizations.
Wonderful. That's interesting. So did they all came together at the sector meeting that you just held, correct?
Yeah.
So, and during those meetings, you talk about a number of different projects, a number of different initiatives that the IAQG level is working on, but then also at the individual sectors. So can we talk about a couple things? For instance, the first one that I have on my list that I'd love for you to comment on is the single SDO, that single distribution initiative for our standards. Can we talk about that a little bit?
Single SDO. So we support and engage the single SDO development and the transition. So we had a meeting to understand those process of single SDO, such as the drafting standard, verify the contribution and content of standards and voting or publication. Additionally, we explained about latest change of IAQG requirement procedure to smoothly application of these process. The assigned member or IAQG standard council and for preparation of transition process, we are setting focal of translated standards in local language with support of CAQG, AQG, and JAQG. And we will support applying new process smoothly in focus on verification process of publication of standard in local language. Local language is Chinese, Korean, Japanese.
Wonderful. And that's going to probably be very beneficial to specifically your constituents in the APAQG. You need to be able to have it in the local language to thoroughly understand it. So let's also talk about the 9120 in the ICOP scheme, developing that specifically in Japan, correct?
Yes. So ICOP scheme, we had only two countries which ICOP scheme established under IPAQG certificate oversight team. In Japan, the establishment of ICOP scheme for 9120 is in progress. After certification body accredited by Japanese AB, audit activity will start in this year.
Now, the 9120 in Japan, but we've got the 9100 scheme. Some work is going on in India. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, India is started developing their certification scheme last year. They started the plan of approval of their AB first. IAQG COT and APQG COT supporting some action of their development plan. They are seeking to establish their own ICOP scheme in 2024.
Great. And that started in 2022. So this will be 2 years in the making. Yeah. And just for our listeners, since COT is relatively new to our organization, stands for Certification Oversight Team, and it is the new name to the OPMT. So moving on, let's talk a little more about the transition to some physical meetings and real activity and engagement post-COVID restrictions. How has that changed?
Yes, we have started activities to return to face-to-face meeting from this year, but there are still some restrictions on cross-border travel. The 39th APAQG meeting was held in Singapore, but it was not a complete face-to-face meeting, but a hybrid format that shared online. This meeting was the first physical meeting after COVID-19.
So sounds like activities are increasing. And how do you monitor that? How do you find out how well the member companies are participating and encouraging them to participate?
APQG has an assessment procedure for each company's participation based on which the leadership team conduct annual assessment once a year. This is the whole year that we have made an evaluation. If a company's participation is low as a result of the evaluation, the sector leader will make a request for improvement. For example, last year, we asked one company to make improvement, and we have a track record of immediate improvement, including a participation in IAQG meeting. And I made requests supporting our activities, especially for attending and discussing IAQG operation council to IAQG full members, and joining SCMH writing team to all members.
And that really is what is needed. I mean, we need to have the participants, the member companies participating to really move the needle and meet the initiatives and the mission of the IAQG. So one of those really big initiatives, which is a few years in the making, is the transition to OASIS V3. What are some of the things that you are most looking forward to?
Live for OASIS V3, all functions including the change based on the revised standard, collective immediately, and all data moved to a new database. OASIS V3 is a database, so I am expecting the development of the new activities using data analysis to contribute quality improvement of our industries.
Yes, data is going to be huge in the OASIS V3. I think everyone's looking forward to that. So if he was interested in the APAQG or didn't know much about the IAQG in the Asia Pacific area and why it's important to them, what's that one thing you want listeners to share? Or what do you want to share with our listeners?
There are many Asia countries, and each country has its own history of aerospace industry development and developing on each station. APQG will support the process of development and with its participation in IAQG. So we welcome new participation anytime.
Wonderful. I look forward to seeing the new folks that come before we go. Can you share with our listeners a little bit of background about you? Suguru, I know you started in the engineering side of things in the 90s, and you've been with the IAQG since 2020. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Okay. So I'm responsible for quality commercial aviation system of MHI as director, and I joined Mitsubishi Heavy Industries, we call CHI, and we entered the Nagoya Aerospace Works in 1990. So after I obtained a bachelor degree from Tokyo Metropolitan Institute of Technology in Japan, I started my career as a quality engineer for the Japanese experiment module, name is Kibo, of the International Space Station. Mainly, we conducted the safety analysis and in charge of the safety and production assurance. I joined the composite wing development team as a quality engineer leader in 2003. And 2008, I managed the manufacturing engineer team and the manufacturing of composite wings. After that, in 2010, I returned to the quality department and managed the quality of wing and the fuselage structures assembly and parts manufacturing, a supply chain for various commercial aircraft until my current position. And I joined IAQG, APQG activities in 2020. I have been vice APQG leader from the 2020. I was approved as a sector leader in 2022 March APQG meeting. Then it was agreed with IAQG voting member in 2022 IAQG World General Assembly meeting to be sector leader and executive committee members.
And we are happy to have you. Thank you, Mr. Watanabe. I appreciate your time for really shining the light on everything that is going on in the APAQG. Best of luck with everything. Thank you. This is Susan Mattson, and you have been listening to the IAQG Quality Horizon. Until next time, stay safe.
Thank you for tuning in to the Quality Horizon, a product of the International Aerospace Quality Group.